start, but I have to give the heads up to Bruce. Good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you all, and good morning to everyone watching online. An update on Bruce. They've had a bit of a tricky week this week, as you may have heard. And he did have to go to hospital, but then came back again. But now, and he's been at this hub at the Newton Abbott Hospital, which is new, and they've done thorough checks and things. So they seem to be coming in most days to do something. So hopefully we'll get another update tomorrow. And so Rita's going to kind of, we thought it might be a bit much if we're all texting all the time. So Rita's going to text Eunice to, yes, so that would be great, thank you. And also, of course, Stuart's in hospital, and well, we don't know when he's coming out. Had a bit of a fall, didn't he? And his foot.
Shame in on his birthday, too.
I know, I know. So I think that we should sing happy birthday to him because he'll see it eventually, won't he? Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stuart. Happy birthday to you. And we are thinking of you, Stuart. And hopefully you'll be home soon. Oh, you're waving. Rita's waving to you, Stuart. So we will be praying, obviously, later for Bruce and for Stuart and others. So our theme this morning is Be Still, which is always good, but you won't think it's a Be Still when we do the first hymn. But let's pray before we begin. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's so good to be here. It's so good to be with our family. It is sad when others are missing, but we know that your presence is with them at home or in hospital, wherever they are, Lord. So, Lord, we come here to thank you and to worship you. And as we look at our theme today, Be Still, what a precious gift it is to just sit alongside you, Jesus. So we thank you that because we are your children, we are able to do that. So thank you, Lord, and we look forward now to worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to sing praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Come bow before him now in reverence and fear. So we're going to pray. So I'll just start, and then it would be lovely if others would like to pray for our family who are unwell at the moment. And anything else you want to bring?
It does brighten up the day, your work, and I just thank you for it. But also, we're sad because of others who are unwell. Pray for each and every one of them, you know them, Lord. And we don't have to go through their names, but our brothers and sisters in you who are not well, not just them, our friends and others, members of the family, we just bring them to you now. Pray for your peace to touch their minds and your healing hands to help them to feel better. Lord, I pray. Thank you for journeying mercies for my granddaughter's boyfriend coming all the way down here yesterday. Thank you for keeping him safe too. So many people need our prayer at home and at home. I just lift them up to you now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I pray for our granddaughter Leah, who has recently had an EEG after a virus, being left with her eyes being blurred and getting headaches. Lord, I pray that these results will come back all clear. Lord, I thank you that when we were on screen the other day, she was upside down as usual. So I think everyone's feeling there can't be too much wrong. But Lord, you know, and we pray healing in your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So difficult sometimes to be still when you're anxious or you're concerned about different things or feeling an age and worried about certain things. But you know, I've got this cross on my window ledge in the kitchen, and I look at it and see be still and know that I am God. It helps so much. I just felt I had to put my name on it, so I've got to be still, Rita, and know that I'm in here. You'd be surprised, even doing that, just seems to, I don't know, it lifts me, it does something. But I do thank you, and to be still, and know that you are God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Gillian, all that she does for us, and pray, Lord, for these the headaches and migraines that she suffers from. Lord, you know everything that goes on inside of all of us, and Lord, will you touch her and relieve her from these headaches? And Lord, you're the ultimate healer. You are the healer, and Lord, we pray and we ask you for that healing for Gillian. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Lord, and I know that this week Richard has been suffering even more with his eye than usual. But you know that, Lord, and we keep trusting you for his healing. And we thank you, Jesus, that we can come to you with all our prayers, whether it be for healing or other things that we're concerned about. Lord, I thank you that in the stillness, or even sometimes in the noisiness, we can just come to you and bring our prayers. And we want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done in our lives, for all that you've done on the cross, for your resurrection bringing us new life, for your Holy Spirit dwelling within us so that we can be present with you at any moment. Oh Lord, we are so blessed, and we pray for those who don't know you. I'm sure there are many who come to this pub, and also I pray for our guys that sit across the banister, not with us yet today. I pray that each one of them will have that real light bulb moment of coming to know you, Jesus, to accept you as their Saviour. Oh Lord, we long to see that for them and members of staff and others in this place and everywhere we go, Lord, and we'll be back on the streets tomorrow morning singing gospel songs, worshipping you, Jesus. And we pray that there will be many opportunities to speak to you in that place, for others to come to know you in that place, Lord. We thank you for so many groups going out across Torbay and Totnes, Exeter. I think maybe Tynmouth too. Lord, we thank you that you are raising up your people to go out with the gospel. So we thank you for these many opportunities, and we pray, Lord, that long may it last. Thank you, Jesus. We pray everything in your precious name, Lord. Amen. So that is next, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, Carrie, thank you. Well spotted. So what we're going to do next, I came across this beautiful song called Be Still. There are quite a few of them, of course. But this really touched me, and I've been playing it all week. So what we're going to do is, we don't know it, we thought it'd be nice to sit and just prayerfully and listen. And we've got the words in front of us. And it begins, He is here for the broken, and life to the one who is undone. So we're going to play that now and look at the words.
He is here for the broken, life to the one who is at death. He is peace to the wounded, and hope for the helpless one.
Genesis chapter 18, verse chapter 1 to 15. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed, and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get 3 sheaves of fine flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant, who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There in the tent," he said. Then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind them. Abram and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abram, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?' I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh."
So, we're going to sing, "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind," and I realise there's so much in this hymn. So I just thought I'd pull it out at this point. So verse 1, it talks about in deeper reverence praise. In verse 2, it says the gracious calling of the Lord. In verse 3, where Jesus knelt to share with thee the silence of eternity, interpreted by love. Verse 4, the tender whisper of thy call. Verse 5, the beauty of thy peace. Verse 6, speak through the earthquake, wind and fire. So in every verse of this song, it seemed to relate to our theme, be still.
Lord and Father of mankind, forgive.
Because when Bruce is speaking, this is when I get to have a drink. And I suddenly thought, oh, I can't do that, so excuse me. Yeah, sorry, I was going to pass it. So, that's what I'm looking for. What I think I'll do, no. Do you know what, I'm just going to hold this, because you can't see me behind there. I just don't worry. It's fine, it's fine. So, be still. Are we getting the message? My favourite story, which actually I forgot to put in here today, is Mary and Martha. I would prefer to be Mary every time. But I'm sure we can be still in the Martha as well, as we'll maybe learn as we go along. So we spoke before how when Jesus walked the earth, he set us the example of taking time out on his own to speak with the Father. And now as we, as children of God, have the privilege of doing the same. So what does it mean to be still? Sometimes it may be being in silence, sometimes waiting, sometimes listening, sometimes resting, sometimes finding peace, sometimes speaking with our Heavenly Father. But all of these things take place with the Lord present with us. We tend to think of being still in a quiet place, but as we hear in a moment from Rita reading Psalm 46, sometimes it may be finding peace in the middle of turmoil. Another favourite psalm of mine is Psalm 27. It's a great example of King David looking to God in the midst of turmoil. So, waiting. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait or hope on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Listening, 1 Kings 19, verses 9 to 18. The story of Elijah in the cave when he is running away from Queen Jezebel. I think I've shared this one before. There Elijah went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel, and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought." Sorry, I thought that didn't sound right. "And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will be put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him." So there's Elijah. He's just done this amazing thing on Mount Carmel. Then he's running away from Queen Jezebel. And then the Lord meets him in his need. And he gently whispers and tells him all these amazing things that are going to happen. It's just, yeah, we just need to believe it and listen to it. And then resting. I love this one too. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We find peace when we're still. John 14, 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And then, as we said in Psalm 46, Psalm 27 and others, it's being still and finding God in the midst of turmoil. So Rita's going to read to us Psalm 46, 10. Just before you start, what I was going to say was, I think for years I knew the verse, "Be still and know that I am God," before I'd ever read the psalm. And you just assume it's somebody sitting quietly and, yeah, in the presence of the Lord. But it's very different, isn't it, Rita?
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains roar into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns a shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rita. So even in the turmoil, we can find that peace with the Lord. So we're going to go back now to today's reading. Thank you, Brian, for stepping in there. In Genesis 18, 1 to 15. And it says that the Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed down low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by." He goes on to offer the men water to wash their feet and food to eat. They ask where Abraham's wife Sarah is. Abraham answers that she is in her tent. Verse 10, then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah, in her tent, laughed to herself as she knew that she was past the age of childbearing. Verse 13, then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." At the beginning of this passage, we see Abraham sitting in the entrance of his tent, presumably to shield from the sun. But as he's sitting quietly waiting and resting, the Lord appears to him. And we must presume from this that this is one of the appearances of Jesus that we read about in the Old Testament, along with references in other places of the angel of the Lord appearing. Sometimes, as we are still, the Lord will come to us and speak with us. It may not be verbally or physically, as Abraham experienced, but it may be through God's word, a thought in our head, a line in a song, at other times talking with others. And last night we heard a fulfillment of a prophecy a friend of ours was given by someone he didn't know, but we did, when we were at the Philippa Hannah evening. And he was told that our friend is in his 50s, and he was told that a young man was going to come into his life and that he was going to mentor him in Jesus. And so this was only Easter weekend, Good Friday. Last night, he and his wife had been asked to greet people at a wedding at their church. And along came this homeless guy and basically went straight to Mark and said that he needed to know more and he wanted to come there. And he was sharing suicidal thoughts, so actually the police came and he was taken to hospital last night. But Mark and he have exchanged numbers, and Mark's going to arrange to bring him to their church. So just another way the Lord speaks, of course. So that was very exciting. Nobody was expecting it so quickly. So very encouraging. Nothing is impossible with the Lord, and it may not be quite the unexpected miracle given to Abraham and Sarah that we receive, but we need to live with expectant hearts that at any time the Lord may call us to something miraculous or to be able to be available for something specific. The key is being open to hear his gentle whisper through the silence, through our waiting, through our listening, through our resting, and even in the midst of turmoil. And as we mentioned last week in Hebrews 13:6, he will never leave us or forsake us. So live knowing that he is ever present with us, guiding, leading, and prompting us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to sing, Lord, I come to you, let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love.
Let your love surround.
We're going to sing, "My most precious time is spent in your dear presence, Lord. Every waking moment, my soul yearns for more of you. Your presence all around me, in the sea, the sky, the land. Your voice in nature calling, I am everywhere you are." Hallelujah.